If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Hello and welcome back to the season one finale of your one and only source. We are your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
My name is Caroline. And today we are recapping season one, episode 18 of Gossip Girl called
Much I Do About Nothing.
Oh, can I just say, you know who Blair was reminding me of so much during this episode?
Someone that we know.
Well, yes.
In real life.
Paige DeSorbo.
Oh, yes.
I mean, there were so many moments that I was like, this is so Paige.
It's giving Paige right now on the streets of New York.
100%.
Going up to Amanda, don't you know I'm the crazy bitch around here?
I mean, literally. I was blown away by the parallels, the similarities there. I loved it. This episode is honestly so crazy and so good. And I didn't know when we started like recapping the show, I didn't know that I was going to be on a full-fledged hate campaign for Dan Humphrey, but here I am.
He really, he was terrible this episode.
Oh my God. And it's like, first, like he's a freaking dud. I've known that, but like.
Well, at first it felt like he was going to like, not surprise us, kind of do like what I feel like the writers want us to think his character.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't even be a surprise because he, as he says himself, I'm the least judgmental person in the world.
Right. Remember what your dad said last episode?
That you're actually like the incredibly most judgmental person. He is a classic example of the like the guy that would say about himself, nice guys finish last.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, well, yeah, but it's because you're not a nice guy.
Exactly. And then you have an actual nice guy like Nate.
Yes.
And he's like, he would never say that.
Exactly. It's like, just because you're a loser doesn't mean you're a nice guy.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of men need to hear that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hear it again. Just because you're a loser doesn't mean you're nice. Doesn't mean you deserve anything good. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what that means. Just because you're not cool doesn't automatically make you nice. In fact, lots of not cool people are like
mean.
They have the most hate in their hearts out of anyone I've met. Sorry. I love myself. Why would I have hate in my heart? Oh, because it's fun. Oh, because I was programmed that way.
Oh my God.
Anyway. Yeah, this is quite the season one finale. And honestly, season one is just, it's so great.
It is pretty good.
It's awesome. Okay, so let's get into it. We begin. Serena is wearing a gold metallic trench coat, red pumps, walking down a cobblestone road, trying to get a hold of her maybe boyfriend, Dan Humph.
And she literally, I mean, this is Aria. She's walking around, a hand in her hair, and then she finally finishes one voicemail, and she goes, I'm coming over.
Oh, my God.
Well, first she starts the phone call, and she says, okay, well, Dan, I have, at this point, probably this will be the last message before your voicemail is completely full. So, I'm coming over.
Okay, fine. I'm coming over. And she hails a freaking taxi and she's like, I am going to go get my man.
She's like, Brooklyn? And he's like, where in Brooklyn? And she's like,
just drop me off in Brooklyn and I'll find it. I'll smell him. I know where it is. So she's been up all night since we left last episode with Dan and Georgina, apparently going to get down and dirty. That's what we believed.
Georgina like grosses me out.
I know. There's something really gross about her.
And it's not Michelle Trachtenberg. It's no, I mean, she's an incredible
it's
actress.
It's the character.
And the now that the veil between Sarah and Georgina has become so much thinner, I'm made even more uncomfortable.
No,
by
she's like
who
she
is.
Like gives me the ick kind of. Like
yes.
And I also just am like, there's no way you're like hygienic. For some reason I feel like that about Georgina. Maybe it's the smoky eye that she's always like. I'm like, okay, you just did silver eyeshadow on top of the existing like faded black eyeshadow from last night. But I'm also like, she's like this transient. I don't think she like lives anywhere right now. Like, I don't really know what her financial situation is.
No, me either.
I'm and like, is she? We see her parents, but I'm like, well, apparently she's low key on the lam right now.
Apparently, she stole a credit card, so that's maybe how she's getting by at the moment.
And it's lasted you this long. That's crazy. In my mind, you steal a
imagine
card, you get
no,
one
but
purchase.
In New York, there's someone so rich that's they like they don't know where they're like, oh, I'll just keep paying it
it's
off.
It's just Serena's credit card. Serena's like, I probably bought that. It's probably one of my purchases.
Or
yes.
She's not even looking
she's
at
like
the
approving
purchases.
All the fraud alerts.
She's not even looking. She's just like, yeah, pay it.
Yeah, exactly. She's not doing those bills. So then, jump scare, Lily and Rufus canoodling in bed post-coital vibes.
They're like, it's like morning after spooning.
Oh my God. Morning up, morning after and morning of her wedding day.
Right.
This is cray cray. This is totally cray cray.
And Lily like completely, look, I'm team Lily most of the time, but I am like, what switch in your brain exists where like, this is your behavior and like you end up down the aisle later today?
It's like, try as we might to make her this like, elevated, elegant woman who makes the right calls. She is Serena Vanderwoodson's mother.
That's
and that
true.
Becomes more and more evident every episode. Like these are just things Serena would be doing.
So the phone rings and it's Rufus's phone and
Lily's like, who is it? I'm like, who do you think? Like, do you think Bart is calling Rufus? Like what, who do you really like, I guess you could be concerned that Dan is calling and that like
yeah.
Rufus would be like, sorry, I'm in bed with Lil. Which I could see Rufus doing.
Oh my God, I hope not. But
well,
no,
he doesn't.
He's gotten
you watched it.
He's gotten a freaking record label deal.
Oh my God, Linkin Hawk's going on freaking tour.
Yeah. Well, maybe not a record label deal, but yes, a tour.
They're opening for the Breeders, which I'm sure is a real band.
It is.
Low key, don't love the name.
I don't like the name either, but it's like, it's a big band.
Oh, why don't I know them?
You would probably know
Can't
some
be
of
that
their
big.
Stuff.
Can't be that. I wonder if they have a song in the episode. I feel like anytime we like mention a musical artist or something, they like, they're being spotlighted True. In the episode. So he says oh my God when he hangs up, and then she says oh my God, and he tells her what his oh my God was about, and then he's like, what was your oh my God about? And she's like, well, it's day, as in wedding day, as in my wedding day. I'm like, okay, where's Eleanor though? Sorry, I'm just thinking about her. Kind of that line read I just did like felt very Eleanor.
Yeah, that does seem very Eleanor,
and I just miss her. Like, why wasn't she at the wedding?
It's a great question. Where is she?
Blair showed up stagged at the wedding. No Elle.
Even
no Ellie.
Even Dorit showed up to Kyle's daughter's wedding.
And if Dorit could show up to Kyle's daughter's wedding, then Ellie could show up to Lil's wedding.
I do just want to do a quick little tangent.
Oh, okay. What are you about to show me? Oh, Basilitrix?
Basilitrix.
Covered in hair. Basilitrix is Drama's pet bat that is red and black like blood. That's what Drama says. It's like blood. And don't talk about her on the podcast. She's special and worried somebody will come in and steal her, traffic her. Basilitrix, no! Drama, we're recording. Like, yeah, her name is Basilitrix.
Last night, me and Anthony were watching The Devil Wears Prada in here, and Drama was kind of talking, and then Basilitrix came up, and I was like, who?
Oh, you hadn't met Basilitrix.
No.
Yet. Did you know her name yet?
No.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, Basilitrix.
And I was like, what?
Beautiful name for a girl. Even more beautiful name for a red and black bat.
Yes. And then he was like, that's the name of my bat. And I didn't know that he had a bat.
Okay, well, now you do.
And so I was like, did he
bring a bat in the house and similarly he's just carrying
to,
it around?
Similarly to Flower Pilgore, did he bring? God.
Well, I did hear about Drama's joke about Chuck of Mice and Menning, Flower Pilgore. And Chuck not knowing what that means.
I know. It was so
funny. Which is like, that's low-key exactly what happened to Flower Pilgore. And if you guys don't know who that is, well, then go figure it out. Like, it's definitely
documented. I think it's the name of one of the episodes we've
probably
released.
Flower Pilgore is the name of the chipmunk that was brought into my home dead, but very peaceful, and laid to rest on their bed as the dog stared at me like, what are you going to do with our friend who's sleeping here? Hope it's okay, Mom. And like, that thing is not sleeping. I screamed at the top of my freaking lungs.
Chuck's like, stop, you're gonna wake him.
Yeah, I know. He really needs to sleep, Mama. He seemed really tired out there. He's not really moving or breathing. So, and Drama's like, yeah, there's a reason for that, Chuck. There's a freaking reason for that, Lenny. And then he called him Lenny from Of Mice and Men. You didn't even know Lenny was the name of the person.
Well, I got him mixed up with Curly.
Well, that was a big mistake because Curly. And it all comes back to Gossip Girl because, did you know, Leighton Meester played Curly's wife in Of Mice and Men on Broadway.
Thought you were going to say Curly in like a school production.
Curly's wife, who famously is a really, really deep, terrible role because she's abused by him and he always wears the glove with Vaseline in it. That book is good. Okay, I'll give it to him at John Steinbeck. Of Mice and Men is a good read.
He's done it once.
And it's quick also.
It's very quick.
And not all of his books are.
Two of them are that I can think of.
What's the other one?
Cannery Row.
Did he write Old Man in the Sea? No, that's Ernest Hemingway. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Okay, so anyway, Rufus is like, congrats and, you know, whatever. You're getting married. So Bart then calls Lily and Rufus says, do you want me to answer it? And Lily says, do you want me to kill you? And she has to leave to go talk to her husband on their wedding day, which, by the way, guys, Lily, you've been married enough times to know it's bad freaking juju. It's bad freaking juju to see the groom.
And she does say that to him, though.
And she's like, well, I think she just knows. It's just like the walk of shame, you know? It's like when a dog poops in the house and they're like, tail between their legs.
Uh-huh. And so then we go to the Waldorfs and Blair wakes up in Chuck's arms.
In his arms, but with her leg wrapped around his legs. I'm like, okay, like, Blair, there was funny business.
Blair, you're trying to make it seem like Chuck was like, coming on to you, but your leg is on his.
Look, when you're asleep, the heart wants what it wants and the body will just react. The body knows what to do. Okay. It's reaching out for the one that it loves. Yeah. They fall asleep cuddling. She wakes up horrified, smacks him, wakes him up. She says, who, what, where, when, why? I'm like, that is so Blair. And he says they stayed up late plotting against Georgina and then they just fell asleep and it's like not a big deal. And apparently he was on the floor and then moved to the bed and she goes, why? And he was like, well, I didn't want to hurt my back. And she goes, why? It's not like you ever do anything athletic. Which is such a
funny.
And
he's like, well, you know that to not be true.
Actually not true. And she goes, okay, well, nothing that requires you to take off your scarf. And I'm like, okay, so he left the scarf on is what we just learned. But Blair's like, okay, well, before you fell asleep, we did come up with a good idea. I will take it from here because Chuck has to go write his best man speech. I'm like, procrastination station over here. However, his speech is pretty good.
Well, I wrote yours the night before your wedding.
Oh, right. And this was actually my way of bringing that up. What was that about?
Yeah, I wrote it the night before and it was perfect.
It was great. It was great. I am the type of person that I have to have like an I've unpacked this in therapy. I have to have an external stimulus to get anything done.
Yeah.
And oftentimes it's a deadline.
100%.
Oftentimes it's someone's going to be really mad at me if this hasn't happened by this time. But I will wait until it's like, will she, won't she?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Definitely. And so then we...
So he's about to leave and she says, I can be a bitch enough for both of us. And then she pushes him out of her room and we have this great little... Actually, okay. As she's pushing him out of her room, he says, you know, they say when you love something, you should set it free. And she says, and they say when you hate something, you should slam the door in her face. And as she goes to do that, he says, I love it when you talk dirty, Blair. And for some reason, him saying Blair at the end there, like, sent a shiver down my spine. I was like, ooh, like kind of hot. Like, I was kind of so in it for Blair and Chuck this episode until, you know.
Yeah.
But I was loving it.
He fucked it up.
I was like, and this, it's fun to watch it in this, like, slower cadence again because so much of my Gossip Girl watching has been binge mode. So it's like, oh, I am, like, falling in love with them slowly. And this is a good feeling.
So we go to Central Park and Nate and the captain are running together again. And things seem like they're back on the up and up. And the captain's like, the trial should go great. The lawyer's feeling good. And they will get to celebrate tonight at the wedding. And Nate is like, so when's mom coming home?
What's crazy to me is that he's like, I want you both to meet Vanessa. Really? Haven't you hung out twice?
Also, hey, if I'm dating Vanessa, I'm holding off on her meeting my parents for a bit.
Yeah, because also, like, how are you going to keep her mouth shut?
Exactly.
She's going to be like, and I'd like to talk to you about the systemic oppression involved. And you're, she'd say something about that. And then she'd also talk about, like, and how dare you do this to your son? And you're doing these drugs. And but like, she'd be like, I know a thing or two about deadbeat dads. Cap. I started calling him Cap, just in a colloquial way.
Yeah. That's fair.
Captain Archibald, Captain America. They're both CAs.
And then there's
Captain
Christopher Allen.
See, oh my God, you're right. And always sometimes when I remember dad's middle name is Allen, I'm like, huh.
I know.
You know, it's not really giving Allen. anyway, so.
What if dad decided not to go by Chris and went by Al? Like, what if our no. dad was, what if our dad was Al?
Phoebe? No.
And
actually, I don't like the sound of that. I know, like, he's just not an Al, and you know it. Because
mm-hmm.
then we'd be forced to think of him as Allison De Laurentiis.
We'd be forced to.
We'd be
to.
Like, Dad, sorry, Al. Every time I say Al, I just picture you in that yellow top, Dad. And it's not good for the old brain. I have a Pretty Little Liars podcast. I have to keep work and the home life separate.
Can we go by Chris?
Don't you get that? Come on, can we just go by Chris or Cap?
Or Topher?
Yeah, Topher. When I learned that was short for Christopher, I was like, barely short. Barely short for Topher is if you guys know a Topher, I want to know like how that came to be. How do you name someone Christopher and decide to use Topher?
I know,
no offense,
it's very
but it's like it's kind of try hard. It is, girl, it is. Okay, so anyway, Cap gets a call to sponsor, so Nate's gonna go home, and then he said it was his sponsor. Joke's on you, Nate. Shouldn't leave your daddy alone.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you better be there tonight. And
by the way,
I'm going to sneak out and come meet you. And it's like,
Mrs.
it's
Archibald,
giving drug deal.
Mrs. Archibald isn't coming to the wedding.
No, she's in the Hamptons. So we go to the Humphrey loft. Serena is furiously knocking on Dan's door. He opens it. She kisses him. She's so happy.
I did think the kiss was shocking.
Yeah, it was. I actually thought that Blake Lively had like a pretty good performance in this episode.
Yeah.
Overall. Not that she doesn't usually, but like this one, I felt like there was a lot that was great, and including in this scene. She goes, you're here, which means you slept here, which is a relief, but not a surprise. And then we hear Serena.
Her voice is crazy.
Serena. I mean, I can't even, eventually I'll get it, but like.
But that is, like, it sounds generated, like AI generated.
Serena.
Sounds like how M3GAN would talk.
It really is. And it's like, she's
oh
giving
my gosh,
AI.
Michelle
Georgina's AI.
Michelle Trachtenberg could have, like, at this age or when she was younger, could have played M3GAN.
Oh my God. The things we could have had. And honestly, though, I do think there's something to investigate here with Georgina and perhaps her being like a humanoid.
That's why she's
robot
so
looks like
smart.
A human. So she's so smart. That's why she's always got the smoky eye. That's mm-hmm. why she's so scary. That's why she talks this way.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Claude invented Georgina.
Wow. We find out her name, her dad's name is Claude.
Yeah. Her parents are there and it's just two laptops on like rolling carts.
It's Claude
like,
and
wait, what?
And Claude and Georgia Penelope Trachtenberg.
Oh my God, Claude and GPT. Claude and chat. She's like, we call my mom Chatty Kathy. Don't ask why. No, Kathy's on her name.
Everybody thinks Kathy's her name, but it's really Chat.
It's Chat. Okay. We just call her Chatty Kathy because she is a talker. She's long winded. Anyway, so when Georgina says, Serena says, but that is surprising. Dan says nothing. Dan just stands there like a dope.
Dan is literally like, yeah, two can play at this freaking game.
He's like, Serena, I don't know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. You get what you ask for.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed.
Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at weightwatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
Poor slut. I'm like, oh my, slutty Serena, huh?
I'd heard it before, but I didn't want to believe it.
I didn't want to believe it, but I did. And it's kind of why I was with you, so I could lose my freaking V card before I met Georgie over here.
And now I did. So
and I lost my V card.
Your work is done here.
And now my body count is higher than it was. So bye, girl. Go wash your hair. Georgina says, they say that love conquers all, but maybe love never met Georgina Sparks.
I mean, this is a tough scene.
Georgina is just epic here, and she can't even hide the smile on her face. She goes to get her coat, and Serena and Dan can't see her face, and she's just like literally smiling. She's like, sorry, the way Dan was talking, I thought it was over. And Serena gets physical, hurls her body at Georgina. This is exactly what you planned, you manipulative psycho bitch. And Dan is holding her back. He's like, don't hurt my new girlfriend, Sarah, go. And I'm like, why are you still calling her Sarah?
I know, because this,
you know her name now.
Serena says Georgina, and he's like, whatever.
I know, it's like, not whatever.
It's like, well, you can't live in the fantasy that is Sarah forever.
Yeah, exactly. Especially, like, be more convenient for you.
Also,
Brooklyn
Dan
boy,
you've been dating this girl for months at this time. Why is it so easy for, and this is just like classic man, nice, shiny thing mm-hmm. in front of him.
Yeah.
But it's like, with the way you want us to think you are, you would want us to think the better of you, which would be to
believe your girlfriend who you love.
And like, even if you don't fully understand what's going on, to trust her and not immediately cheat on her, and then take the side of the girl who did admit to lying to you about her name.
Yes.
And all this stuff.
And like, later on, when we find out that Dan still thinks Serena cheated on him, I'm like, wait, so Serena tells you everything and then you still think she also cheated on you?
And like, also, hey, by the way, you cheated on her.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like the tit for tat thing is crazy. Like, Dan's like, well, you cheated on me, so I cheated on you. And it's like, okay, well, that you're sick. Like, that's not how that works. And also, Dan,
clearly,
say you never loved her.
And the thing is that Serena is like guilt ridden. Like, you can see it all over her face.
She's sick. She can't eat. She can't sleep. And you seem fucking fine. You seem well rested, actually, Dan.
He does.
See, and don't think I haven't noticed there's been a lot of Gossip Girl blast today. So, I mean, you're inspired, I should say. Anywho, he's like, I'm just going to make Serena pay for this. Like, I'm going to punish the fuck out of her in every possible way that I can. So Serena's like, I'm going to tell Dan.
And
everything.
She's still, Georgina's still doing this whole Sarah act where she's like,
Okay.
She's you.
Like, good luck, Dan. I guess I'll leave you to it. Call me.
She's like, I really wanted things to get better, but it looks like I've just made them worse.
Dan, are you going to be okay here with her? She seems
erratic.
Unstable. Serena, we're just worried, me and Dan. And she holds his hand.
This is literally Kyle Mauricio and PK talking to Dorit.
Oh my God. Yes. And I'm sorry, Dorit, to make you Serena, but in this case, you just are. If the shoe
fits. I think she does have Serena.
She
tendencies.
Does. She does. And maybe that's.
I have to go. That's her leaving.
I have to goes in this episode, and they're like bang, bang, mm-hmm. like right after the other. So Serena tells Dan the entire story, and he says, she's like, do you hate me? He's like, well, I don't hate you, but like, this is a lot. I'm like, that's just not what you say.
No.
That's just not what you say.
Also, I do want to go back to this part of the story. She didn't kill him.
She literally, it's like, okay, like, we were just talking about the drama. Let's talk about it again. Like, she didn't shoot up the school.
Right. He's Alana Haim in this.
Yes. 100%.
He is like, oh my god.
He's like, I can't unsee this that you thought you killed someone. The fact that you thought you killed someone, it's like, also, again, I'm gonna go back to this, Dan. You've known who she was. Even if you weren't Gossip Girl, you've admit to all of us that you've been fucking watching her for years, pining after her. It's not like you didn't know what you were getting yourself into. I don't believe that you didn't know she was Party Girl Serena. I don't believe you didn't know she was in the same room as drugs before and men. Like, come on. Don't act like this isn't what you wanted. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the Serena you ultimately fell in love with.
Yes.
She's changed for you, but that's the girl that you were first into.
Exactly.
So she's like, okay, so like, anyway, it's all over now. We can fix this. And he's like, and then he's going to tell her something about the last night. She's like, oh, no, it's okay. You, Georgina, and Vanessa were just hanging out and it got late and you fell asleep.
Hey, Dan, this is maybe, if you want the relationship to work, which clearly you don't, this is kind of how you have to react. Like, you, like, Serena is willing to put both of your mistakes behind you and move forward with the relationship, and yet you're still playing the victim.
Although I will say, yes, the playing the victim is crazy, but I will say, like, I think that this line from Serena is so indicative of, like, the way she was raised, the love story she grew up watching, where it's just like, that's fine. Like,
I'm
just going to pretend that, like, whatever happened didn't happen. I'll brush it under the rug. I'm going to tell myself this story, and I'm content to just move forward, like, living this lie. And I feel like it's a very, like, Upper East Sider thing to do that Dan is incapable of doing, you know? And it's,
but,
like,
the thing is,
it is healthier not to.
Dan,
but, like,
might be incapable of doing it, but he is doing it, but in his own kind of way, by, like, not answering, not really wanting to talk about it. It's like, you guys both did, and Serena didn't even cheat on you.
No, she didn't cheat on you. And it's like, I'm just like, if I, you just obviously don't love her. Like, you obviously just do not know what love means. Mm-hmm. You don't love her. And that's okay. But then stop acting like you just got your heart broken.
Yeah.
Like, you're calling the shots here. Mm-hmm. And that's insane. And that's what you fucking love. Like, you love it. You love that you're in the position of power.
100%.
I hate it.
So then Serena leaves.
Leaving, though, she says, when I told my mom not to go away with Rufus, I said it was because you and I are forever. I know I was right. And then Dan calls Blair.
And then Lily goes to meet Bart at this empty apartment that kind of looks like, I don't know if you saw After the Hunt.
I didn't.
But it looks like the apartment that Julia Roberts has, that, like, she finds Andrew Garfield sleeping in. It's like her other apartment. It kind of has the same, a similar vibe to that.
I didn't see that. I should watch it. It's the first apartment building Bart ever bought. And he's like, yeah. And this whole conversation is just a metaphor. He's like, I like to come here to feel how it felt the first time
everybody,
I saw
it. Hey, everybody who doesn't know how to say silhouette and gauche, do we know what a metaphor is?
Phoebe is very irked by you people not knowing how
to
say
really
silhouette
worried
and gauche.
About, and I'm not even just irked, I'm concerned.
Well, and you want to know something else? I mean, it's like, okay, so not only do you not, like, go to school and learn, you also never watched Pretty Little Liars, because if you did, you would know Reeve Gauche. And
yes!
you'd be able to freaking say it.
Exactly.
Like, okay, just tell me you never were invested in the Sarah Shepard cinematic universe. Anyway, so he says to her that there's comfort in revisiting the things that we loved when we were young, but I'm not a young man anymore. And maybe I've outgrown this place, and maybe holding on to it is keeping me from moving forward with the most important thing to me. What do you think I should do? And it's like,
guys,
for filth.
Hey, guys, the building is Rufus.
The building is Rufus, and Bart is Lil. That's what he's like. And so what should I do? And she gets it. She looks at him like, okay. And she's like, well, I think you should let it go. And Bart's like, I think so too. And then it's the first time he looks at her in the scene. The whole time he's like walking around the apartment. He's not looking at her. He looks at her and says, now, can you do the same for me? Mm. And she nods. It's really great. I honestly, like, I don't hate Bart Bass at this point in the show, but it also, Lily's doing exactly what Serena was just saying to Dan. Like, oh, we'll just have this other whatever. And it's like, Lily is doing that, and they're both doing it. And that's just, like, the way of this world. Mm-hmm. And so no wonder Serena was down to do that. I do love, not so much romantically, Blair and Dan, but I do love them as partners in crime.
Me too.
It's giving Spencer and Caleb.
Well, yes, but it's also giving Mona and Caleb.
Yeah. Oh, yes, very much. And I love it. So they are at Blair's dining room table. He's calling Georgina. It goes to voicemail. I think it's crazy that even her voicemail is set up for Sarah.
I mean, she...
Still.
Well, you know she's a humanoid.
Well, she has two phones.
Yes.
She has two... She has multiple phones.
And they're all in her head.
And they're all in her head. Anyway, so he says on the voicemail, he's like, Serena told me some crazy stuff. I don't know what to believe, but I want to see you. And he hangs up and he says to Blair, this is so weird. I don't normally do plots against people. And Blair goes, don't worry, virgin. I'll talk you through it. She's so funny in this episode. She gives this like hilarious like look of disgust.
But it's like, also like Dan.
Oh, really?
Really, Gossip Girl?
Not your sister? Not your literal little kid sis? I think you've done some plots against her.
Yeah.
And also weird way to say that. I don't really do plots against people.
Like, okay.
It's like, okay.
And that's how you know. That's Blair's how you like know you never have.
She's like, okay, virgin. And then the phone rings immediately. And it's Georgina. And I've always loved the scene of Georgina in the car. Huge sunglasses. Great smoky eye. Amazing blowout.
She's giving the girl from The Bling Ring, who Emma Watson played...
I want to rob Alexis Myers.
Yes, but not so much Emma Watson playing her, like the actual one.
Yeah, true. So she's like, well, what's up? And he's like, I want to end up with Serena. Will you meet me? And she like makes him wait for it. She just has, and it's honestly brilliant acting. She just has a moment of like, And she says, our spot in the park by the pond.
Like
your spot,
M3gan.
M3gan. That's weird. She walks in as a flip, like M3gan.
And that's exactly she does but Blair's face moves. When she said "our spot," Blair was like,
"Our spot in the park by the pond."
Blair may as well have done an exorcism 360 of her head.
Literally, Blair's head spins 360 degrees. Sorry, did she say "our spot"? Like you and her? I'm confused. And then.
That's something that Paige maybe would have clocked Amanda say, like, about West.
Paige would have said, give me the phone. That's what Paige would have done there. And then she hangs up and Georgina's in the car and she goes, one last battle and the war is won. Okay, girl, got it.
I am a little bit interested. We'll get to it in a second. But, like, Dan, I think Dan needed to play the part a little better in the park. Of like when
he didn't keep up the charade for even a second.
Immediately he's like, actually I'm not into you anymore.
Yeah.
It's like he saw her and was like,
he's like, I'm into Blair now. I'm actually into Blair. Blair. Sorry, I just suddenly like fast forwarded to Prince Louis in the way that he says Blair. 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 It kind of sounds like a sheep like bleeding, by the way. That's B-L-E-A-T, not bleeding.
Right.
So Blair tells Dan he's a natural born liar, and she's like, and all that stuff about last night was genius. Do you want to tell me anything? Like, what did you fucking do?
And that is Paige again.
Yes, exactly. So we go to Georgina and Dan walking through Central Park. And I am like, this was when I was wondering if they fully have sex. But I don't think they did.
I don't think they did either.
But what did they do?
They had their clothes on. I feel like when we saw them did we see them in the bed?
No. It looked like they were like leaving. Cause like Dan was going, it looked like he was like going to like walk out the door to like go somewhere.
And Dan was like putting a shirt on.
Yeah.
I don't know if I think they had sex, but they definitely made out.
I mean, they at least went to
sex. We saw them made out.
And I'm sorry, Georgina did give him a blowjob.
For sure.
Georgina's giving blowjobs.
All the time.
All the time. And she doesn't, they're currency to her. Sorry.
I mean, she is Alex Cooper at Boston College.
Ah! She's like, Dan, have you ever heard of the Gluck Gluck 5000 or whatever it's called? Is it 3000?
I think it's 3000.
Psychotic. She tells him, I think we should be together forever.
Like, Georgina, what is the game plan? Like, what is the game plan here?
And he's like, all right, the jig is up. Georgie. Hiya, Georgie. We hear Blair go, hiya, Georgie. And we're like, oh, no.
She's up in a tree. Like
she
Edward
falls
Cullen.
On the ground.
She is like Edward Cullen in a tree. And she jumps down.
Exactly.
Haven't you heard? I'm the crazy bitch around here.
Yes, precisely. So he's like, look, Serena told me everything. I believe her. And it's like, oh, you do?
That's news
okay,
to me.
News to us. News to us, but too, by the way.
And she's like,
Georgina's fighting for her life.
And she's doing fine.
Yeah.
But I do think that Dan is like, I can't go back on my plan because Blair's right over there.
It's also, it's low key giving Voldemort and Harry Potter, where it's like the one person that Voldemort is scared of in the entire world is Harry Potter. I mean, I would never liken Blair to Harry Potter, but just in this instance, it's like, the only person that can genuinely scare Voldemort is Harry. And this is what's happening here. Like, yes. Georgina's like, nothing can scare me. Like, I'm going to win no matter what.
She turns around, sees Blair, blood curdling scream.
Blair has a lightning bolt scar on her forehead. And she's like, haven't you heard?
Guys, I know that she's, you know.
She who must not be named.
Exactly. But at this time, Blair was a Potterhead.
Oh my God. Yeah. And here's the thing. She's a Ravenclaw, not a Slytherin.
Through and through, she's a Ravenclaw. Like with Hufflepuff tendencies.
She's a finder, I guess.
I'm a Hufflepuff.
You are?
Yeah.
Huh. Just kidding.
I don't think that's surprising to anyone.
I don't know. I would have honestly probably said Gryffindor.
That's so nice.
You're welcome. Anyway, Dan like thinks he's a Gryffindor Slytherin.
For sure.
100%. Serena's actually not at Hogwarts. She's a Muggle. Sorry, yes.
But she's a squib. That's what I was going to say.
She's a squib.
She was born to wizards, but she's not a wizard. Non-magical person in the
family. Oh my God. Oh
so
my
she
God.
Like lives adjacent to everything.
And her mom buys her all the best ones and none of them work. And she's like, I just want you to have the right things so that you can at least keep up appearances. Anywho, so Georgina's like, what? So you're just going to go back to Serena and just like leave me? And then Blair comes up from behind. She goes, Georgina goes, you're going to leave me all alone? And Blair goes, oh, you're not alone, G. I'm here now.
I mean, it's so good.
The look on Georgina's face of pure terror. Like, she's like, and she does have the most beautiful eyes. Like, Michelle Trachtenberg's face is so emotive. Mm-hmm. And her eyes just get massive as she's looking at Dan. And Blair's like, I brought some people who really want to see you. I think you remember your parents. And this is the part that's so Paige to me. Like, this exact whole scene, I was just like, down to the outfit too. Like, it's not something Paige would wear now.
No.
But it does give, if Paige was the same age that she is now when this show was airing, she was pretty much off the rack buying everything Blair had on. And we get this amazing Gossip Girl quote. The only thing feared by the spawn of Satan? Mom and Dad. Leave it to Blair Waldorf to know that bitches don't just happen. They're made by parents even more wicked than their offspring. I'm like, I don't know that they seem that wicked to me.
No, they seem reasonable.
Yeah, they seem like parents who have just about had it.
Yeah.
I'll give them that. Also, there's full security. Georgina immediately surrounded, flanked.
The
it's
man,
president's daughter.
The man directly behind
he's
Georgina,
like cracking his knuckles.
He is like fully like, I'm gonna make a meal out of this scene. I'm gonna get this is my claim to fame.
Literally, he's like, and do they have an Emmy category for extras? For featured extras? So Blair's like, yeah, your parents told me everything. You were supposed to be on the equestrian circuit, but you sold your show pony for cocaine. And they had like sent her to rehab. And she goes, it was awful. It was in Utah. And I'm like, how dare you? You obviously didn't know yet about Utah and the gold mine it fucking is.
Literally.
If Georgina had ended up in Utah, she would have been the center of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Okay.
She's giving Monica.
Or she would have gone Mormon.
Yeah.
I could, because she does have her religious.
And she would have been good friends with Taylor Frankie Paul.
Oh my God. Yes. Oh, yes. So
she leans in.
Wait, she says, at least I lasted longer than Lohan. So definitively it is Lohan. Moving forward, it's Lohan.
If Michelle Trachtenberg says Lohan,
it's Lohan.
Yeah.
So there you go. Go ahead.
So Blair leans in as Georgina just can't even believe what's going on. And she says the most infamous line probably of the whole show, I would say. I mean, I'm not even going to try.
Whoa, I was going to let you, but I was like.
Well, I just like am not putting myself in that position.
She goes, haven't you heard? I'm the crazy bitch around here. Oh, it's just so good. And this is right after she, by the way, did a bunch of research for Georgina's parents on where she should go. She got this done quick.
And the parents, this is how you know Blair is kind of an Eddie Haskell.
Because 100%.
The parents are like, Blair has been such a good friend. She did all this research.
You'll thank her one day, Georgie. It's giving like when you, if you're ever in like the horrible position of having a friend who's struggling with addiction and like, you are like, I have to get them help, but they're not going to see that this is help. Like until, and that's obviously not what this is, but that's what her parents think it is. And they're like, one day,
but also
see what a good friend.
But also it clearly is what Georgina needs.
But it's funny because Blair chose, like They could have just been rehab. It could have just been whatever. But the fact that she chose like a Christian penance boot camp for her, like she was like, I'm going to have fun with it. Yeah, I think you need Jesus. And then Blair leaves.
And so then we go to the loft and Dan asks Rufus.
I'm like, oh, why, now you think it's cool.
Why didn't you come home last night?
Okay, you know, why'd you leave the show?
And Rufus, like a teenage boy, said, it's none of your freaking business. Yeah. Where were you last night at my big break?
Literally. And Dan's like, oh yeah, no, I definitely want to hear about it. Sorry I left. I want to hear about it. I have a wedding to go to. It's the wedding. And I'm like, okay, why are you picking a fight with your dad this morning? Like he should be picking a fight with you. Let me tell you how much trouble I'd be in, Dan, if I left to go get lips. I left my dad's rock show to go get lips from a freaking
humanoid.
Oh my god, from Smarter Child. Georgina's Smarter Child. Did you ever experience Smarter Child?
No.
You know what it is though, right?
No.
Oh my god, it was like ChatGPT before we had it on AIM. When like you would, oh God, I used to love AOL instant messaging, and you'd instant message, but there was a bot called Smarter Child and you could talk to Smarter Child, and that's Georgina. Oh my God, please comment if you remember Smarter Child. We used to be like, so are you a virgin? To Smarter Child. And they'd be like, I'm not answering that. It wasn't a kid. It was like, It was a robot.
Okay. Okay.
Like I just said like a million times, I was like, it's like ChatGPT. But
at the time I was like, well, did we even freaking have robots?
Yeah, we did. We did, because there was also that paperclip.
I knew the paperclip.
From Word. So you knew. Word. So then you did know about
robots.
What
was his name? Clippy?
Paperclip? I don't know, but you know that YouTube video, Muffins? Paperclip Muffin.
No.
Oh, you are actually pissing me off. Okay, so anyway.
So Dan confirms for Rufus.
He's like, guess your dick game wasn't strong enough, huh, old guy? It's happening. The wedding's on. Like, I'm like, actually, why are you like, he's like, yeah, they're getting married today. The love of your life.
he's like, and just so you remember where I am, I put the invitation on the fridge.
Yeah, exactly.
Along with a picture.
I'll send
so you remember.
Pics all night. I'm live streaming it. Yeah.
You can just go to gossipgirl.com.
Yeah. Ever heard of it? So then Dan also was like, oh, and by the way, the only reason Lily doesn't want to be with you is because Serena asked her not to. And it's like, I'm actually like, is Dan doing a Hail Mary here trying to get their parents back together so that he has a reason not to be with Serena?
Was Dan also just like being a dick to his dad? Like,
well, yes. Like, what else is new? Where's the news?
Fair.
Classic behavior from him. Dan's like, and literally Rufus is like, thanks, Dan. Like, hey, that's not what Rufus needed to hear right now. Mm-hmm. On the morning of the love of his life's wedding day to somebody else. He doesn't need to hear that the only reason they're not together is because you and your fucking teenage girlfriend that you just botched it with, by the way. I can't. Like, oh my God. So Vanessa is wearing a Jenny Humphrey original to this wedding. And it's like, Jenny, actually, this is an act of war from Jay Humph.
Yeah, it's bad. But she walks out. And Dan, it's
why
like
is she doing a first look with Dan? What I wrote. I was like, she's doing a first look with Dan.
And Dan says, of course, you clean up nice, Abrams.
Ew. I can't. Dan's also fully like turned around. He has like a big, it's like a full reveal. I'm like, I can't. She's wearing a tie-dye bright orange dress with like a neon yellow petticoat underneath.
It's terrible.
Huh? But she is like so pretty.
She is.
Is the thing. So anyway.
Is the thing.
So everyone's setting up for the wedding. People are arriving. Blair is wearing pink. And I am going to say one thing. I do feel like we could have benefited from a spray tan.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's where Paige DeSorbo would have notes.
Right. But I do think the dress is really pretty.
Oh, she looks great. And honestly, there is something about Blair.
I don't think she's a tan person.
But it's just like, it would have popped a little bit. I just think it would. And so Blair goes up to Chuck. He's like, my speech is great, whatever. And he goes, how did things go with whore Gina?
Our mom wouldn't say this about any of our friends, but I do mean there would be a character on Bravo named Georgina, and that is a name like mom would come up with.
My mom would crack herself up about it. She would text it to us, and then she would send us a video of her like with tears streaming down
her face.
It's
like
laughing.
How she says like arachnabees.
Yeah, because you guys know we went to Applebee's once. Do you guys know Applebee's? We went to Applebee's once, and in mom's retelling of this, like, there was a tarantula on her plate cooked into the food. Not what happened. There was a spider, like, on the booth,
like around, like, yeah, like literally,
like it was like one of those curved booths,
and it like was like
on the top of it, like where you're not sitting, like the like shelf behind the booth, there was a spider.
I mean, to be fair, it was gross, but the way mom retells it, I mean, she fully calls it arachnabes because she's she like,
won't. Like I don't think I've set foot in an Applebee's since, because she'll know, she'll sense that her spidey senses literally will tingle.
100%.
Yeah. So, anywho, Blair's like, okay, yeah, it was fine. Everything was good with Georgina. Dan helped me out, but I'm not sure how much fun he had. No one ever enjoys their first time. And he says, except you.
Ew.
Oh, my God. And then he asks her to save him a dance, and she grabs him. I'm like, okay, we're in public. I'm like, you actually can't keep your freaking hands off him is what I'm seeing here. You literally are like, your libido is going nuts right now. It's like when there's a tornado coming and like the little, what's that called? Like the wind, the pinwheel on top of the barn.
The pinwheel, the weather
like,
vane.
It's like the weather. Sorry, it's not a word I use every day.
I know,
obviously,
but
it is for you because you knew exactly what I was talking about. The weather vane is going berserk on top of the barn.
You were literally just in Wizard of Oz.
We didn't have a weather vane.
But famously, that's part of like the Wizard of Oz.
Phoebe, don't. How about this? Don't tell me about the Wizard of Oz. I think I know a little bit more about Wizard of Oz than you do, genius. But yeah, so this is essentially the weather vane on top of the barn going crazy, spinning around and around. That's Blair's libido right now. Are you guys following me? Are you guys with me on this? She grabs him by his lapels and she's like, I'm gonna fucking give you a kiss. Just kidding. She's like, it's actually...
Wait, Blair, and I know this is like something that we shouldn't be perpetuating, that boys are mean to girls when they have crushes on them, but that is Blair,
that's
right
Blair.
Now.
And I wrote that Chuck is the meme of the guy that's like, if you ever see me being screamed at by a 5'2" girl, I'm exactly where I want to be. The smile on Chuck's face. Mm-hmm. He's like, yes, touch me again. Your finger grazed my neck and it was awesome. Like, that's this whole thing. She kicks him in the leg and says, break a leg. Anyway, and walks away.
There's something about Chuck that really does bring Blair down a notch a bit.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of her, like, she's so flustered.
I know. It's so, she doesn't know what to do with her feelings, so she gets violent. And I understand that. So Nate and the captain show up to the wedding. They greet Chuck. I totally forgot Nate and Chuck are not speaking. They've got beef right now. And Cap didn't know. Cap comments on the awkwardness. And he goes, a little advice, fellas. You've been friends a long time. Whoever she is, she's not worth it. Chuck says, couldn't agree more. And Nate says, that's the problem. And I am like, I know. It's just kind of sweet. Serena shows up in her fuck ass yellow dress with black gloves.
And isn't her makeup kind of dark too?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like a dark, smoky.
It's giving
eye.
Aria as Snow White.
So, yeah, and also like.
Or Aria as Belle from Beauty and the
yes.
Beast.
Yes. Serena also needed a spray tan. You're wearing like neon yellow.
And Serena's
yellow,
the kind of person who can do a spray tan.
Exactly. Like, I think she should have had one, because also, like, pet peeve, everybody, don't do a super heavy, like, shimmery smoky eye and like no blush, no contour, no nothing. Like, don't go overboard, but like, it looks crazy if your eyes are like on steroids and the rest of your face is like just pale, you know. It looks weird, and that's kind of how she looks. And the dress is crazy, and she's wearing black gloves to a wedding. It's not a funeral, babe. Like,
well, clearly,
well, she thinks it is, I guess. But this is a sweet scene. She's like sitting alone. Also, I'm like, why is nobody ready? Why is no one hanging out together?
Yeah,
it's the morning of your freaking wedding.
Well, because Lily's about to have a very important meeting,
I guess. But I don't think she knew that. Blair comes in to check on Serena, and Serena's like, you know what, mom's a slut. Honestly, what do I think about the wedding? I think my mom's a whore. And Dan's punishing me for it. Yeah. And then Blair goes, wait, okay, sorry, I wrote this right. Okay. Blair goes, do you think this will be us in 20 years on our fourth husbands? And Serena says, a girl can dream. She says it's so weird. And then Blair goes, speaking of true love, which like is honestly nice, because she's about to ask about Dan. Mm-hmm. Like, she is at the point now where it's like, of course, Dan, you get in Blair's good graces and you freaking shit the bed. You know what I mean? Blair's like, by the way, Dan's not here. Like, Serena's like, ouch. he's like, yes, he is. You just didn't see him.
He likes to lay low.
He's ever heard of Lonely Boy? Yeah. He's here. He's just probably in the smoking section, just like biding his time till I show up. Blair, so Serena's like, well, he'll be here. And Blair's like, so is everything good? And Serena says, I'm working on it. And Blair says, what do you have to work on?
Oh,
he's the one that has to forgive you. And Blair's like, well, that's what I'm working on. And Blair just seems like pissed and confused. She's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Literally.
I was shoulder to shoulder with the enemy this morning is what I'm hearing. With a fuck ass poor boy. With a brokey. Okay. I was shoulder to shoulder with a brokey this morning.
And for you.
What? And for what? Oh my God.
And so then back outside the venue, the captain is doing what looks like a drug deal.
Chuck is like, I got eyes on it. I got eyes on Cap. Don't worry.
He's like, hey, security.
Keep all eyes on him. Absolutely. So Lily's getting ready. She's alone. Oh no, she's not. She's alone or no, she's not. We hear, need a hand with that? Rufus, get the hell
like,
out.
Rufus, what are you actually thinking?
Go get on your freaking stinky tour bus. Why are you here? Hey, I know you know what today is because Lily told you.
And also, you had to walk through the whole wedding to get up here.
Lily is funny. She's like, I have security. What are you doing here? I thought I had security. I'm like, exactly. His face should be on the
and
like,
he's like,
entry list.
Did you think that they would throw me out? And she's like, well, I certainly pay them enough to.
Yeah. She's like, kind of. I was like, let anybody you want in except. And she puts down the photo she took of him 20 years ago in Lincoln Hawk.
And then, but then she stands there and waits for people to compliment it.
Yeah. She's like, yes, I took that. I did. I was a bit of a photographer in my day. Rufus gets down on his knee. He says, Lil, you want me to call off the wedding? If you so much as nod yes, I will go out there and tell your fiance and the guests they have to go home and we will figure it out. And Lily says, hey, stop it. Hey, Ruf.
Get up.
Fucking stop it. It's been 20 years. Stop it. And Ruf is like, well, I don't want to get married again. Like, if that's not what I'm asking. She's like, I do. I'm in a wedding dress. I obviously want to get married. Like, I don't even love the guy I'm marrying and I'm still getting married. So obviously I want to get married.
Getting married is one of my top five favorite activities.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll talk in 5 years. In 5 years when our kids are broken up.
Yeah. I'll call you when we get divorced and we'll see if you want to get married then. And if you don't, I'll marry somebody else. So she's like, look, I love Bart. I'm just nervous and whatever. And she asks about Dan and Serena. She's like, what about them? And Rufus is like, fuck the kids. We've been doing this for 20 years.
We are 20 years in the making. And it's like, yeah, and we'll keep being more years in the making, motherfucker.
Exactly. And like, literally, he's like, who? She's like, what about our children? I don't give a fuck about Dan. Dan's actually a snake. Dan's a fucking snake in the grass.
You're silent, but you're fucking
you're
deadly.
Fucking deadly. Exactly. That's what Rufus says about his son, Dan. And Lily says, those years have to count
love
for something,
the way
don't they? And Rufus
Sierra,
says, I think they count for everything.
I love the way Sierra articulates that whole, like, the way that she goes, you're a fucking snake in the grass.
Yeah.
You're silent, but you're fucking deadly.
I know. Her delivery is chef's kiss. All right, wedding is starting, I guess, because Eric's like, where's mom? Where's mom on our wedding day? And I'm like, she's famously the bride is the last person to come in. So like, chill, maybe? I don't know. And Bart goes, your mother is a wonderful woman, but being on time is not her strong suit.
Okay, Dorit.
It is kind of crazy. Yes. It is kind of crazy to me that Bart is like so willing to be publicly humiliated for this. Because he knows there's a chance Lily's not showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows what she did last night. He probably has a PI on the case. Like, he probably knows exactly.
He has a camera in Rufus's bedroom.
Yes, he probably knows exactly what happened last night. And I'm just like, I don't know. It's interesting to me because if there was a chance that you weren't going to show up, I like don't think I'm waiting there for you.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Bart Bass.
Yeah.
And there's like coverage, you know, like TMZ's here. Anyway, Dan and Vanessa are also, I'm like, if we're wondering where the bride is, then certainly Dan and Vanessa, you should not be showing up now.
Also, sorry, I know you're Nate's plus one, but why does Nate Archibald have a plus one at this wedding?
Why aren't you with Nate? Why didn't you show up here with your plus one? With Nate, show up with
and
his
instead
plus
you
one.
Show up with Dan, who also shouldn't even be here.
You're both plus ones, by the way.
You show up together?
Two plus ones don't show up together.
That, imagine.
You have to show up with the person that brought you. You can't just, you can't have a mob of plus ones showing up.
You show up to a wedding, I'm a plus one.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
They're like, two.
Yeah, literally. So, and this is so, Dan goes, I hope Serena doesn't kill me. And Vanessa goes, for being a few minutes late to her mom's wedding?
Yeah.
Hey, Vanessa, yeah.
Yeah, girl.
She could be annoyed about that. Especially because he's supposed to be your date.
And he cheated on her last night.
He cheated on her last night, so he kind of owes her. Things are a little uncertain. I know you might not know that, V, but things are a little uncertain here. But also, like, famously, this is, like, the event you should be on time for. In fact, early, perhaps. If you're on time, you're late for this wedding.
Mm-hmm.
For the wedding of the mother of your girlfriend who you say you're in love with, who you also just cheated on.
Right.
I just think that's so classic Vanessa. Weddings are so stupid. Like, if they care about this, Dan, she's not the one. If she's mad at you for showing up late to a black tie affair for her mother, like, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but writing's been on the wall.
And so they run into Serena, and Dan admits finally that he didn't sleep with Georgina, which I still don't really believe, even though he says, hey, Serena, I didn't sleep with her, but I may as well have.
I mean, let's...
Hey, Dan, yeah, what does that
hey,
mean?
Hey, you didn't have to say that. Like, hey, nobody had a gun to your head and said, say this. Nobody was holding up cue cards, dude. Like, I'm also like, we must remember what Blair said earlier in this episode. She said, you're a natural born liar. You're Ooh. Great at lying. So how do I won't believe anything
now
you said.
Now he's been galvanized.
Oh, my God. But also, I want to say that, like, hey, we're a little busy, Daniel. Hey, Dan. Maybe it's not the time to be like, Serena, I have to talk to you. She's like, Dan, I have to walk down the aisle.
In Dan's head, because his mom, this Lily has been married so many times, he's like, this doesn't even matter. Yeah,
exactly.
This is like,
he's like, I'm not dating your mom. I don't care what she thinks of me.
This is like Sunday brunch.
He's actually classic, I don't care what your parents think of me. Even though like he does, but like, you know what I mean? He's like, I have to talk to you. She's like, I can't, I have to go. And she's like, about to go walk down the aisle. And he's like, it can't wait. I'm like, well, it's gonna have to.
Like, are you, who do you think you are?
What do you mean? It can't wait. We're at a wedding. Actually, the quartet is playing, and like, we're on a strict schedule at this point.
So you guys,
the wedding planner is gonna lose it.
You guys, yeah, there is a woman somewhere with a low slick back bun.
We know the wedding planner.
In ballet,
it's this man.
No, but the coordinator. Okay. There is a girl dressed.
You're like, the man's the coordinator. The woman's the planner. Get real.
There's a girl in all black.
Oh my God.
Ballet flats on, headset, slick back, clipboard.
She has Tempur-Pedic inserts in her shoes. She's walking on air. And she's like,
she's just
what the hell? Where is she? And now, okay, they're vamping. The quartet is vamping, but they can't vamp forever.
It's just Sheena
Everybody
Shea's.
Everybody knows a song.
It's Sheena Shea's wedding.
Oh, literally. Oh my God. The wedding planner is like, okay, it's all happening. It's actually Sheena Shea. Sheena Shea is in another life was a
wedding
was
planner.
The wedding planner. She was the wedding planner that like
for every millennial in the Southern California area,
100%, because she ran that shit like the Navy. Like,
and she wore a crop top to every black tie event she
and
went
she
to.
Is wearing white to your wedding. And that's just part of the deal in the contract.
That's part of
she said, and whatever your wedding dress is, get two. Because that way we can make sure if you need a double for photos, I can go and they can just put your head over mine in post. I do it all the time. So just if you
people kind of say I have a celebrity look to me. I've always been mistaken for Britney Spears. So I kind of.
I'll hire my own glam.
I kind of got her autograph down.
That is. So, I mean, to admit that on camera, like it's so good. So anyway, he's like, I can't wait. It's about Georgina. She's like, well, I don't want to know. And he's like, I didn't sleep with her. She's like, okay. He goes, but God, we got close. He's literally I'm like, again, not the time.
He's like, I literally had my pants down.
He's like, the only reason we didn't, out of respect for you, is because we didn't have a condom. But it's out of respect for you because I didn't want to like, I don't know what she had, like, you know what I mean? It was
and
really
I,
out of
and
respect
I figured
for me.
Like, depending on how tonight goes, I might get lucky. So
yeah, I only had one condom and it's in my pocket for us, babe. So we'll see how tonight goes. Right. And then the wedding planner comes down and is like, Serena, it's time. And she goes, I have to go for the second time in like 30 seconds.
It's like, Dan, yeah, she
Dan's
does
like,
have
we're
to
talking. Dan's like, can this wait? They're like, not really. Because if Lily doesn't go down the aisle now, I don't think she's going. Like Lily is changing her mind every few seconds. So, like, we got to strike while the iron's hot.
And so, then we have the weirdest scene ever. The writers were probably getting a kick out of this.
They were and everyone's going to think we got a runaway bride on our hands.
And so they open, Rufus and Lily open the door and they say, I love you.
Are they holding hands too? They're like holding hands. They look at each other. They both are like, I love you.
I fucking love you. And then Rufus says, I can't believe you're doing this.
And it's like, okay, you're eloping. She's getting on that tour bus with you, with her cam.
And then they say goodbye.
He says, have a great wedding. Don't trip. And she's like, I've done this a few times. And they leave. So Vanessa comes and sits next to Nate. And Blair goes, how rude. Can you believe how late she is to like the person next to her? But it's like true. It's like I was thinking the same thing.
Claire. No, literally.
And then Dan sits down as Serena walks down the aisle. And then Lily walks down. And it's like cute. Like Chuck and Bart are standing out there. Chuck like squeezes his dad's arm. Oh, he just like, I think it's so endearing how seriously Chuck took the role of best man. And like how much he wants this to work.
It's also like he clearly didn't think his dad was going to pick him.
No. No. And he's like, I got to make it.
And
he
also like
this.
I think Lily has been so different than any other mom that he's, any other stepmom.
Well, and what's, it's like he's going to have siblings, which is exciting. And the other thing is, it's like as much as he says he wants to fuck Serena, especially in this episode with him admitting that he's been in love with Blair, it's like it was easy for him to say all that stuff because it wasn't like legitimate. But honestly, he would rather have them as like a family. Like 100%. It's like it's just kind of sweet. I don't know.
So they get married.
Eric
and then
seems miserable.
He always.
And I don't get it.
Guys, he is the Care Bear with a cloud over his head.
Oh, my God. He literally is. Eric, you love Chuck. I feel like you don't hate Bart. I'm confused.
You hate your own family.
I'm confused by your standing
he's
there.
He's like, wait, I just thought they were going to adopt me.
He like, we're in the middle of the service and he's like, hello, Ostroff Center. Do you have any openings? I'm on my way.
He's Kathy Hilton in the Beverly Hills reunion taking a phone call.
Kathy!
As her sister is bawling.
I mean, God, I love Kathy Hilton.
And Jennifer Tilly looks at her and goes, rolls her eyes so far back in her head.
I'm surprised Jennifer Tilly doesn't look at her and go, good for you. Take a call. She'll be okay. Serena and Dan are looking at each other miserable. Serena's fully crying at the altar with her mother. Like, okay, we're taking pics. Oh, so and Dan, you have a lot of makeup on.
Dan, you ruined this day for Serena.
Dan's like smiling ear to ear, beaming. Like everyone's like, oh my God. And they shut their eyes because his teeth are so white.
He's like, well, it's nice to know she fucking cares.
Yeah. He's like, all right, well, finally you show some fucking emotion. She's like, I've been crying for 3 days.
But I mean, but knowing her, it's probably not over me. It's probably not about me.
She's probably crying because she's out of coke. She's probably crying because she just killed a man.
She's probably crying because she can't.
She's crying because of the guilt.
She can't be at a bar picking up a bunch of randos.
She's probably crying because she's an STD and she's pregnant at the same time. Yeah, she fucked two guys this morning. Yeah, I'm her boyfriend. Yeah. Like, he's just like saying it to anyone who will listen at the wedding. He's like, can I have the mic for a sec? Any objections? Well, I have an objection. Sorry, wait, did you mean about Lily and Bart getting married?
Lily, I just think it's a little bit ironic that you would want to stand next to such a whore on your wedding day.
Hey, Lily, I appreciate what you're doing here. I do think, though, you should leave and go marry my dad because Serena and I are over. And Serena's like, wait, what? And he's like, I tried to talk to you, but you had to go. You had something better to do than talk to your boyfriend. So we go to the reception. Serena's still wearing those damn gloves. She can't eat anything. I'm like, well, it's not because of the gloves.
Imagine the wedding that I go to this weekend. I show up in gloves and I like can't eat any finger food.
Like, I'm like, what? It's improper to be wearing gloves at the dinner table.
Even worse, I am eating the finger food and then shaking people's hands with my with my gloves.
You like, you're busy all night. You never make it to the dance floor because in between every, you take off the glove to take a bite of finger food and then you put the glove immediately back on while you're chewing and while you get your drink because it's cold. And that's why you wore the gloves, of course. And they're North Face winter gloves also.
they're not
Phoebe has.
They're not.
There is a hole in them, but they did it just because they're worn.
That is something that little Phoebe wouldn't have known the difference between like.
He was like, these are kind of sick.
Like ballroom gloves versus just winter gloves. Also, have we ever discussed that the pictures in our upstairs hallway at our childhood home, one row is pictures of both of us.
One's just you.
And one's just me.
That's because you were so fucking cute.
Those pictures are really cute.
I know, they really are. So security comes up to Chuck and they're like, hey, Cap's getting away. And so Chuck pulls Dan aside. And I'm like,
Chuck goes, seize him.
Seize him. Chuck is like, again, a little sweetie. Like he's putting all these things about. He's like, I know we have beef, but like at the end of the day, you're my freaking blood brother. He's like, I need to talk to you. Your dad's leaving. And Nate's like, no, he isn't. He's probably calling my mom. Do you notice she's not here? Do you see her anywhere? News flash.
You're not gonna. Oh, Caroline and I had a great moment we were going to use that and then we just completely forgot.
Oh, we did.
Blair was going to say,
this is more organic.
Blair was going to say,
news flash, I'm the crazy bitch around here. Oh, so good. So Chuck's like, well, his car's here, like he's leaving. And he's like, and by the way, I saw a drug deal before the ceremony. And Nate's like, my dad's clean. That's clean.
And this is where Vanessa pokes her head out and is like, it's actually really fucking offensive. And the audacity of you to insinuate
that he's using. He's clean, Chuck. Not that you know anything about that.
Believe victims.
Oh my God. It's like, what, is he going to be a villain to you forever? Wow. No, he embezzled a little bit of money. He was in crisis. Anyway. But Chuck goes, I know you hate me. I was in love with Blair and I'm sorry. Mm. I'm like, this is kind of crazy. So Nate runs outside and lo and behold, it's exactly what Chuck said it was. Cap is getting in the car and he gets out and he's like, well, I left you a note at home that says I'm sorry. And Nate's like, what? Like, if you relapse, we'll help you.
This is Wes and Amanda. They're like, well, we just, we
literally, Wes leaves. I can't. I'm sorry. Don't hate me. Is the post-it that he leaves for Amanda.
And Sierra leaves on Amanda's door the note from Ashley from Rhode Island that says,
oh my God.
What does it say? I can't even remember what, because you can't fucking read. It's in hieroglyphics.
Alicia, you mean?
Oh, did Alicia write it?
Yeah.
I
know
it's
not true, but the affair, is it true? I know it's not true, but the affair. Is it true? Just tell me.
I think I thought it was Ashley because it very much gives bachelor,
yeah, it does,
date card.
And then what's her name? Liz is like, who wrote this? And Alicia's like, it's me. Is it true? I don't think it's true, but if it's true. Like Alicia again. Alicia, by the way, most recent episode of Rhode Island, brought a bunch of dolls to the trip. And is talking all about them. And tucking them in and all kinds of things. Yeah, brought porcelain dolls. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then she has a metal detector, like at the beach.
Oh, I saw that on Twitter.
Walking through the field, she's like, I'm sure someone's left here something here before. I'm sure. And something really, like diamonds or something. And she's going around, she's like, oh. And then she's like, oh, it's a dime. There's got to be something else. Oh, it's so fucking funny. Anyway, and it's like doesn't seem put on. Okay, so basically we find out he wasn't buying drugs. It was a passport because he's going to the Dominica. And because he's looking at 25 years in jail and like he's guilty. And yeah, so.
And he tells Nate, you're going to be so much better. I'm going to be a much better father if I'm not in your life.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Like,
whatever you need to say to make yourself feel better, buddy.
He's like, I need you to stand up and be the man of the family for your mother. And Nate goes, been that for a while now. And then he punches him in the face. I love Nate getting physical.
Me too, it's like, so hot.
So hot. And Cap hits the ground. And Nate goes, that's for mom. And Chuck watches it all happen. Chuck's like, hey, better you than me, Cap. Better you than me.
So during the reception, Dan sees Serena with her gloves on picking through her food.
We already had this happen.
Oh. Sorry.
We're way ahead of that. So Blair joins Vanessa at the table and goes, looks like Nate isn't a fan of the fish. Or his date. It's so funny. Vanessa goes, Blair, I'm with Nate and you're at the singles table. Deal with it.
Hey, Vanessa, relax.
Hey, Vanessa, not for long. And also, like,
you're a plus one, baby.
You've got 15 minutes. Do you know you have 15 minutes is what this is, because you're about to not be with Nate. Like, I can't. I'm with Nate and what is Jenny? You're going to date with Serena. And I'm going to kiss on the lips. Who says this family's not cool?
No,
that's what this is giving. I'm with Nate and you're at the singles table. Deal with it. And Blair goes, I feel sorry for you. Like, it's really hard to date an Archibald. He's not over Serena. And Vanessa, and then she says, though, falling for someone who's in love with Serena, you already know how that feels, don't you? I mean, Blair, get her. I love it. And then Eric comes up looking for Chuck, and Vanessa's like, I'll find him. Why would you find him? And why would you go look for Chuck, Vanessa?
And the weirdest part of the episode,
he'll
actually.
He'll run away from you. If he sees,
get away!
He sees a traffic cone walking towards him, he's like, ah! Like, he's running. And so we see Nate and Chuck outside. They're having a heart-to-heart. They apologize, they shake hands, and Nate's like, so you say you loved her? Mm-hmm. Never heard you say that before about anyone. And Chuck's like, whatever.
Whatever,
and
dude.
Nate's like, I'm going back in, and then Vanessa shows up, and she's like, Chuck, go inside, it's time for your speech, and she's talking to Nate. And I guess this must be, because I was like so confused in like 10 minutes in the episode where we find out that Nate and Vanessa are like not seeing each other. I'm like, what? Happen. Mm-hmm. And at this moment Nate's like, all this stuff is happening, it's a long story, and Vanessa's like, I've got time. So they must go talk, and he must tell her everything and just be like, I just can't.
Yeah,
be in a relationship maybe right now. But like,
why? Maybe he's like, Vanessa, I invited you to this wedding and you decided to show up wearing this
late.
Dude. And late in the ugliest dress
and
I've
Blair,
ever seen.
And Blair, honestly, Blair's pissed. And Blair, and I know, Blair I know so she's not my girlfriend anymore, but I think I want her back now that I know Chuck's in love with her. So it's nighttime now at the wedding. Serena is outside of the wedding crying. Dan finds her. This scene, fucking so great. I mean, she gets up to leave and he stops her. And I'm like, well, you better be stopping her so you tell her you love her mm-hmm. and that it's all okay and you forgive her. And she's like, look, I'm willing to let the Georgina thing go. I don't want to break up.
Right.
And what does Dan say? Well, maybe I want to break up with you. Okay, well, that's not an option, Dan. What do you mean?
Hey, that wasn't on the table.
Yeah. And Serena's like, no. Wait, did you see the trailer for that new movie, Obsession? It's a new horror movie. It's coming out on like May 15th. And it's like this guy.
Who's in it?
I don't know any of these people. But the guy does like a spell or something to like make his crush fall in love with him. And she does, but it turns into like this insane whatever. And they're like at lunch and he's like, she goes, I love you more than anything in the world. And he's like, does your dad really have cancer? And she goes,
oh, I just saw the trailer for that. Yeah.
No, no, no. And it's like, so that's what this is. That's what Dan is doing or Serena is doing right now. Like, that's not an option. He's like, I'm just like, I don't know. Like, you lied to me a bunch. And it was easy for you. Well, yeah. She's Serena Vanderwoodson.
And you knew it.
Also, wait, sorry. Pin in that. Was it easy for her? What about that made you think that was easy for her, Dan?
Literally.
She was literally like, she was a wreck of a human being for the past 72 hours. No thanks to, like, you didn't help one single bit, by the way. Mm-hmm. She was just trying so hard to protect her image because you put her on a pedestal and she was so scared. She was more scared about what you were going to think of her than the fact that she might have killed somebody.
100%.
Like, what does that say about you, Dan? I can't. And he says to her, I got seduced by a girl pretending to be someone else and you knew. Yeah, you got seduced.
But yes, but also it's like, you're completely missing the point of what Serena's been trying to tell you for the last 24 hours, which is again going to, and maybe everybody else, I'm not trying to take blame away from Dan, but I'm like, we maybe needed to do a better job of explaining how psychopathic Georgina is because it seems like he still doesn't understand how scary.
She's not clocking you that I'm standing on business.
Like the way that the.
Serena's like, I'm also protecting you.
Yeah.
You like walked into the lion's den.
Exactly.
Like you fell for, I tried to fucking protect you. I tried to keep you away from this.
Yes.
But it's also like, Dan, this is a you problem. Mm-hmm. This is a situation that you're in essentially because of how judgmental you are.
Right.
And how scared she is of being judged by you. Which I just want to let you know, if you're in a relationship and you're this scared of being judged by your man's or your partner, you should not be in that relationship. That's probably not the one. But I just think it's crazy. It's also like it brings me back to Amanda at the Summer House reunion in the league saying you can't help who you like and who you fall in love with. And it's like, okay, you might not be able to help that. Like, yeah, you get married and maybe it doesn't initially, like you can't immediately just turn that off. Like you might see someone and be like, oh, they're hot. Like you might whatever. But then like you're married. So also that's where it stops. Mm-hmm. And what you are in control of is your actions and the decisions that you make. And so, Dan, you might have gotten seduced by her, but you didn't have to kiss her. You didn't have to bring her back to your house.
Yeah.
You didn't have to choose her over your girlfriend who you say you love, you know? Anywho, Dan says to Serena, I am the most understanding person in the world.
Insane.
What? And she's like, and he's like, and you cheated on me. And she's like, no, I didn't. I just said that. And he goes, how is that less crazy?
Well, I didn't cheat on you. That's how.
Yeah. She goes, look, and I'm not who you thought I was. And you can't forgive that.
I've explained to you why I did all of that.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Like,
so she's like, so that's it. It's just have a good summer. I'll see you back at school. And he goes, I guess.
Jesus Christ. Insane.
And she gets up and leaves.
So then back inside, Chuck is giving his best man speech.
Everyone seems like genuinely scared.
That he.
Of what he's going to say.
That's true. He's improvising it and he's just like looking at Blair the whole time.
Well, he's improvising but he has note cards and he puts them down when he looks at Blair and it's like she gives him the confidence to just go for it and kind of like his whole speech is about her and he's like, I learned the importance of perseverance. You don't give up in the pursuit of love. And what I learned from Lily is the importance of forgiveness. And she gave my father a second chance and now I've watched him become someone actually worthy of that. And I hope that like I'll find someone who will do the same for him. And it's just obviously completely pointed at Blair. It's a really sweet moment.
Then they go and they dance and they say that they're going to take it slow and they kiss and they leave together. And while this is happening, the wedding coordinator is telling Dan and Serena that they need to dance together.
Really quick, Dan, why are you still here?
Yeah, you just broke up with
her. You're actually no longer invited. It is possible to be uninvited to an event that is in progress. Yes. If you break up with your girlfriend there, you should leave. It's out of kindness to the event. You should leave. But they have to start dancing so that there can be photos. And it's just like so awkward. But then they just dance forever. And they literally step. And also Blair and Chuck are getting hot and heavy on the floor. They are making out. And I do love the line where he's like, let's take it slow this time and do it right. And she says, Chuck Bass is a romantic. Who knew? And he says, now you do. That's all that matters. Oh, it's just like I really fall for them in this moment, in this episode. And we get this like time lapse of everybody leaving the dance floor until it's just Serena and Dan left there. They don't have to dance anymore. The photos aren't being taken, but they don't want to let go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, you're disgusting.
So a week later, Jenny calls Rufus to say who's on
tour. He's
on
the freaking tour bus.
And she says
I'm
that
on
she,
the road.
She got a letter from Parsons for her potential internship, and she opens it while she's talking to Rufus.
This is cute. She's like, I'm too scared to open it. Hold my hand over the phone.
And she finds out that she's going to be working with Waldorf Designs.
Oh my God. So Blair and Serena are at Blair's house. Blair's getting ready because she is going to Tuscany with Chuck. Apparently she was like headed to France anyway. He was like, let's do that. And she's just talking about what a perfect gentleman he's been and all this stuff. And Chuck is going to see his dad because Bart and Lily got back from the honeymoon today. I'm like, doesn't seem like them to take a 1 week honeymoon, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
This is 1 week later. Anyway, so Chuck was going to meet Blair and they're taking like a helicopter to a private jet or whatever. And Blair goes, well, I have to sit in the jump seat so I can tell the pilot if I have thoughts on his flying.
She is so funny.
Oh my God, I love it.
And so then
Serena and Dan, by the way, haven't spoken since the wedding.
Insane. And she says it's probably for the best, but it's like, okay. I'm not buying that. At the palace, Chuck is finishing up packing while he's on the phone with Nate.
He's got like a zillion roses.
Is like
for Blair.
So excited to talk to Nate about how he's bringing Blair to Tuscany. And
he goes, are you going to be spending your whole summer across the bridge? And he's like, Nate goes, I think my time across the bridge is over. And Chuck goes, what happened with you and Punky Brewster? I looked at Punky Brewster. It's like a sitcom of like a little foster kid who like gets left somewhere. And she's just like different and spunky.
That sounds about right. And then what I love, the way they edit it, is that it immediately goes to Dan and Vanessa hanging out. And
yes.
Dan goes, how's Mad Max? And puts his...
No. He says, what happened with you and Man Bangs?
Why did I
Mad Max?
No,
is
I fully heard that's wait, I have to go back and rewatch it because I
Man
fully
bangs.
That's so funny.
What happened to you, Mad Max?
But he does a full like thing with his hand to demonstrate the bangs. And she says
he is prettier than me, but that wasn't the problem. And they're like, look, we just both of us obviously don't want to talk about our relationships right now. Dan was like, I'm not ready to talk about it. I honestly, though, was getting the vibe that Vanessa doesn't want to be with Dan because she's in love with, doesn't want to be with Nate because she's in love with Dan in this moment. Because Dan's like, oh, you're going to, like, welcome to the summer of Dan Humphrey babbling at your ass 24/7 from dusk till dawn. And Vanessa goes, well, it's been 13 years and I'm not sick of you. And I'm like, okay, maybe that's why. I just wish we knew. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Nate, Serena and Nate run into each other on the street. We find out that Blair and Chuck, or they're talking about Blair and Chuck leaving and whatever. And Serena's like, well, I am locking myself away in the Hamptons house this summer for reflection. And Nate's like, that sounds pretty good. And so she invites him to reflect with her.
And so then we go to the tarmac and Blair gets there and sees that.
Who the fuck is this guy?
I don't even know. But they're talking and she says, I'm a guest with Chuck. And he's like, well, if Chuck is anything like Bart, he's pretty freaking scary.
Yeah.
And then they kind of joke about how they both want the jump seat because they both like to be in control. And they wake together. But back at the palace, Chuck sees Bart and Lily come in to say goodbye. But Bart, it's like he's like toying this girl in front of.
And it's also like Bart knows what he says is going to get to Chuck and get in his head and make him like it really does feel like that. It feels like he's like sabotaging Chuck, which is a trend with Bart that we will begin to see. And he's like, I'm so proud of you. Like, what's great is that, you know, you're going to be like totally different when you come back after the summer. Like you're going to have a real girlfriend and learn all these things. And like, you're going to take into account somebody else's feelings. And Chuck just seems terrified, at which point Lily does walk in with this girl, Amelia, who's been helping with apartment renovations. And literally, like, you just see the thoughts forming in Chuck's brain. He gets a text from Blair that's like, can't wait to see you. And this is diabolical. He just immediately, like, we get this slow-mo scene of him walking towards the suitcase, her Amelia walking to leave. He takes the roses, the gorgeous roses, dumps them in the trash, and then, boom, we're back to regular Speedy. He has one rose in his hand, and he's like, Amelia, come here. And he gives her the rose, and he's like, I just want to discuss what you have planned for my room. And she says, and who are you? He says, I'm Chuck Bass. And that's that. So Blair's still fucking waiting for him. And he tells her he's not going to be able to make the flight, but he's going to book something commercial. So I'm like, wait, are you still, you're still trying to go with her?
I know.
But it's not, I'm just like confused. And then the guy that Blair's been talking to, whoever the fuck he is, I do not think we see him again. He's like, well, we could still just go together. And like, I'll fight you for the jump seat. And so she agrees to go. And we just get this final montage of everybody. Rufus in the tour bus, Jenny making clothes, Vanessa and Dan walking around, Nate and Serena getting coffee, the helicopter flying. And Gossip Girl, our final Gossip Girl moment of season one, she says, they say a leopard can't change his spots, but some things do change. The path not taken can become a road trip. Being grounded can lead to something groundbreaking. And whether they're sweating it out on the sultry sidewalks or cooling their heels in the Hamptons, no one does summer like New Yorkers. Grab your shades and your sunblock. This one looks like a scorcher. Until then, you know you love me. Say it with me. XOXO.
OXO.
Gossip Girl. Gossip Girl.
We did season one, guys. Next week.
I can't believe it.
We will be doing season two, episode one, Summer.
Get kind of hype. Wonderful.
Serena and Nate pretend they are a couple to cover up Nate's relationship with a married woman.
Oh, the storyline.
Serena has been mourning her breakup with Dan. Blair returns from abroad with a hot guy on her arm, and Jenny sneaks an invite to a party.
By the way, the hot guy on Blair's arm is one of my former acting teachers.
Wow.
Patrick Huizinger. He plays Lord whatever. The Lord. Anyway, great season we've got coming for you. Let us know what you guys thought about this. If you haven't let yet, oh my God, if you haven't yet left us a review for season one, your one and only source, please do. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you want to see more of. We love you guys so much. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week for season two.
And Splat.
And Splat.